Last week, somebody emailed me an article about a church in Minnesota whose membership has been dwindling, growing smaller and older. They want to attract the younger families in the community, in one of the fastest growing communities in the Twin City area. The church has decided to close their doors for 2 years. And we're going to start with a young pastor and more contemporary worship. The older members are being told to go away for 2 years to make way, apparently, for the young. And of course, they feel unappreciated and discarded. This is in stark contrast to our text today. What we see in our reading from the Gospel of Luke. We have this man, Simeon, who is holding on to this lifelong promise that he will one day see the Messiah with his own eyes. And an 84-year-old woman, Anna, who is in the temple night and day. Luke says she never left the temple. Both of these faithful worshipers welcome Jesus into the temple as the promised Messiah. Simeon says that this child is the light and the glory for both Jew and Gentile alike. Anna starts to praise God and to prophesy, to preach in the temple to those who are longing also for the Messiah and to point them to the small child brought to them. What God is doing here through these faithful worshipers is multi-generational and multi-ethnic. God shines his light into the world through the young, through the old, through the Jew, through the Gentile, through male and female. Decades later, in the same temple, Peter will preach from Joel chapter 2, similar words. I will pour out my spirit on all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams, even on my male servants and female servants in those days. I will pour out my spirit, and they shall prophesy. Always pointing to Jesus. The temple did not have much furniture in it. What they did have were tables, altars, and lamps. The lamps were fueled by olive oil. They were set up to bring light to God's gifts, to illuminate God's presence on earth and with his people, to shine light on the place of sacrifice and atonement for the forgiveness of sins. The lamps illuminated the space so that all could enter in and see the good and beautiful things God was doing in the lives of his people. Anna and Simeon are also lamps, lights, light bearers of the Holy Spirit. Our scripture says the Holy Spirit was upon them, illuminating the world around them. They're doing their part to bring the promised Messiah to light. God uses them so that the whole world will see that this child king is the one indeed they hoped for. Both Anna and Simeon receive the light of Christ into the temple with praise, with thanksgiving, and celebratory and prophetic words. They immediately shine their lights on the true light that enlightens the whole world, even this Jesus, this newborn child. What this story tells us is that Anna and Simeon received the light of Christ not only into their arms and into the temple. That structure that was built with stone and wood, precious metals and fabrics. They also received the light of the Messiah into their hearts. They received Christ into the temples of their bodies. And they prepared others to receive that same light into their hearts and into their lives so that they would be filled with hope and joy. They pointed to the one who brings God's forgiveness, love, and eternal life most fully to light. This text is about Christ's light coming into the world through unexpected places and people. An infant and the elderly. It reminds us that God's ways are not our ways. He does not want us to miss his gifts to us. He does not want us to underestimate the blessing of the very young and the very old. God's light shines brightly through those who are both in the dawn of their lives as well as the dusk of their lives. Through the very beginning of their lives and those who are well seasoned and mature. This account reminds us not to underestimate God's power in anyone's lives, Jew or Gentile, young or old, slave nor free, male nor female. No matter one's ethnicity, one's age, or gender, or social status, that means that we do not underestimate God's light in us. Today we celebrate Candlemas, or Candlemas, the presentation of Jesus to the temple. We've set out more candles in the back in celebration of this Sunday. Today we get to light the baptismal candle, the Christ candle, in anticipation of Margot's baptism. Like Anna and Simeon, who welcomed the child Jesus into their arms, so we welcome this young child, Margot, into God's family and as our sister in Christ, and one who bears the light of Christ, our heavenly King. We will light a candle from the Christ candle and hand it to her, well, her parents, and we'll tell her these words. Receive this burning light. Jesus said, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will have the light of life. Let your light so shine before others that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. Mighty words for a mighty daughter of the King. The light of the world has come through this child, King Jesus. He will bathe the world in his light of teaching and healing. The world tries to snuff out his lamp and light on the cross of Calvary. But 3 days later, his light will burst forth from the dark and empty tomb. He will bring immortality to light. He will show his defeat, his victory over death, the devil, and our sin. On Pentecost, the fire of his light will enter into the temple once again with a mighty roar of thunder and light and fire. And by holy baptism, we too, along with Margot, receive the light of Christ into the temple of our bodies and hearts. We are the light of Christ, these texts tell us. We bear his light to one another. The young here are here to warm the hearts of those who are older. And the older are here to bring the light of God's wisdom and model ardent in vibrant worship, hoping you do not want to leave this place, filling it, this space, with songs of praise and thanksgiving. We bear the light in this world. Until that day, we will need no light, no sun nor moon, because we will have the lamp of God, even the Lamb that has taken away the sin of the world. That day, we will radiate the light of Christ more brightly than the midday sun. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.